Franklin D. Roosevelt, after 8 years in the White House, is virtually certain to run for re-election. There have been moves to stop him from going after a third term, moves by Postmaster General James Farley, who directed FDR's two prior campaigns. Senators Glass and Byrd of Virginia, Senator Clark of Missouri, Senator McCarran of Nevada. They see a third term as possibly leading to dictatorship, possibly to life tenure, since an incumbency makes possible the creation of an irresistible political machine. The president keeps silent about the possibility of a third term. He sends the convention a message given to the 1,094 delegates by convention chairman Senator Alvin Barkley. The message? The delegates are free to choose any candidate they wish. But FDR's Secretary of Commerce, Harry Hopkins, stalks the convention, persuading the delegates that the war clouds over Europe mark the gravest crisis since the Civil War. To meet that crisis, says Hopkins, we must put our faith in a continued presidency, in FDR. And the delegates listen, and they nod. FDR will get his third term. But those opposing a third term are able to halt a stampede. They prevent nomination by acclamation. With the president finally renominated, the focus shifts to the vice presidential choice. Roosevelt's two-time running mate John Garner of Texas has swung away from a belief in the New Deal. Another man must be chosen. FDR's choice? Secretary of Agriculture Henry Wallace. A former Republican, son of President Harding's Secretary of Agriculture, Henry Wallace does not arouse the delegates' cheers. There is muttering from the floor, muttering of high-handed White House bullying, of stormtrooper tactics. But FDR prevails in his choice.